Being on time. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Being on time. Many of us have a fetish for being on time. We have to always be on time. We always have to be there early. We always have to be there considerate of other people who are coming and making that on time bit. And being on time is a very important thing. Now, is being on time important? Well, think about it. Would you like to have everyone be on time when they attend a function? Would you like everyone to be on time when they call for a party, or when you're going out to dinner, or doing anything at all? And you say, oh yes, that's so very important. That's so very important. Well, what is the most important thing in the world about being on time? Well, I look at it a little differently. When I stub my toe, I instantly say I'm home and perfect. When I have a headache that comes on, I instantly say I'm home and perfect. When I see a problem coming up, I instantly say, all is in divine order, to myself, not out loud to others, to irritate others. They think that I'm so superior, but I just say it to myself. I say, all is in divine order. I say, peace, peace, all is peace. I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. And when I say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I'm putting a cause in motion to like me, to really be happy with who I am. Now, who am I? Who is this person that I like? Who is this person that's so very important to me? Who is this person that I must be on time for? Good question, isn't it? Who is this person that I must be on time for? Well, that person is me. That person is me, the only person that matters. Now, I may have a very successful business. I may have a very wonderfully profitable business that pours money into me like hordes. And I have the ability to buy anything I want and to enjoy anything I want. And then I go out and I say, I am a thrifty person. I don't spend foolishly. I don't spend on things that are not important. I do not buy something expensive when something inexpensive will do just as well. I like to go to thrift shops. I like to make my money go as far as possible. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful, and people who do that are very special and very wonderful. However, if you have enough money to do whatever you want, and then you go out and you buy from a thrift shop, you are saying that you are not worthy of having something new. You're saying that you're not worthy of spending the money that you have. The money, in other words, doesn't really belong to you. It still comes from that old attitude you had when you were growing up and money was kind of tight. It still comes from that old attitude that you had that tells you that money is very scarce and you want to treat it very carefully. Well, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? You know, the early religious people had that same problem. They felt that if they gave 10% to their church, that they would be doing a fabulous thing and they would prosper and the church would prosper and everybody would prosper. And then they began to renege. They began to say, well now, this is 10% after taxes. This is 10% after my withdrawals. This is 10% after the sending my son to college. This is 10% after this, after that. And as soon as people start doing that, then they began noticing that they're very stingy with their money, and they're very careful with their money, and they're very they just don't want to go spend it. They don't enjoy spending their money. Now, I always say, I would love to pay $3 million a year in taxes. I think that would be wonderful. Because if I had to spend $3 million a year in taxes, I would have a whopping great income to live on and enjoy. I would have a lot of money. And my life would be very abundant. But you see, we don't always figure that way. We're figuring, like, if we have to spend all that in taxes, can't we get some of that back? Can't we? No, we should want to spend more in taxes. Because the more that we spend, the more that we have for income. The more that we give out, the more that we get back. It's a principle. And the principle is very important. Now, are we on time with that principle? Or do we have the attitude that this money is something that we shouldn't spend in any way for anything like that? Now, what if you thought, well, here I've got a couple extra $1 million, and so I'm going to give $1 million to my son. And you say, oh, that worthless guy, he doesn't know how to spend the money wisely, he doesn't know how to do things, he never says thank you. Hey, who's giving the money, you or your son? You're giving the money to someone you love. And if they want to use it wisely, wonderful. If they want to go out and spread it and spend it so quickly that it makes your eyes flutter, well, let them do it. This is a gift. You give it without any strings attached. And you see, it's about time we do that. It's about time we come to that awareness that is the important thing for us to do. We want to be on time with all these things that are important in our life. And to be on time with the utilization of principle in our life is probably the most wonderful, powerful, important things that we could ever do. Now, are you on time with principle? Are you on time with how you live your life? Are you on time with your attitude about, I'm holding perfect, when an incident comes up in your life? When you have a son who doesn't spend his money wisely, do you say of that son, he doesn't spend his money wisely? Or do you say of that son, my son enjoys his money and he spends it for his total enjoyment. But that's not necessarily always wisely. That's none of my business. He spends it for what he thinks is important for him. And you see, when my son spends money for what he thinks is important for him, it's going to make him happy. And isn't that what I wanted to do? Isn't that what I wanted to do when I gave him the money? I wanted to make him happy. I didn't want him to be, oh, Dad, you're so wonderful. Oh, Dad, you're so great. Oh, Dad, how can I ever thank you? I don't want an attitude like that. I want him to take that money and spend it for whatever makes him happy. Now, if investing it makes him happy, good. If buying a new house makes him happy, good. If doing anything at all makes him happy, good. And if after he spends it, there's nothing left and he's back where he was when I gave it to him, that's fine too. But you see, being on time is having the right mental attitude at the moment it is most expedient to have it. And the right mental attitude is that when I give a gift, I give it without strings. When I stub my toe, which is a stupid thing to do, and then I say immediately, I'm holding perfect, which is a good thing to do. Who says that stubbing your toe is a stupid thing to do? Stubbing your toe merely reminds you that you're not putting the right cause in motion, of saying, I surround my body with my pure white light of love, and all my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness. How about that? You see, are we on time in making these statements to ourselves? Are we on time in saying the right thing in the right way about the right people, which is us, for our happiness and our joy and our delight? Are you ready for that? I'm ready for that. Are you ready every moment of your life for that? I'm ready every moment of my life for that. I say constantly, in my world, I am on time. I speak my word expediently. I am whole and perfect. I am power, energy, delight. I am, I like me. I'm Oh, my goodness. Now that I want to think of all these statements, they sometimes go away. I am the pure white light of love. I surround myself with all that is good and beautiful. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm independently wealthy. I'm clear. I'm peace. I like me. I'm independently wealthy. I like me. I am divinely perfect. My goodness, how wonderful these statements are. How powerful these statements are. But we want to say them now. We want to say them now. And we want to say them without any begrudgment to anyone. Say them on time. Say them in a specific, wonderful way that brings results for you in the most magnificent way you could ever dream of in your life. Yes, being on time could mean that we are on time for functions. Or it could mean that we are on time with making the positive statements in our life that bring us happiness and joy, right action and truth. If you ever give a gift and then you tell people how to spend the gift, you have not given a gift. Because if you have, then that's your gift and you're spending it and you're the one who's doing it. Now, what should we do? What could we do? What we could and what we should do is to say, I give freely with no strings attached and mean it. I give freely with no strings attached and mean it. And give your love with no strings attached and mean it. Give your joy with no strings attached and mean it. Give your experiences with no strings attached and mean it. Being on time in doing these things brings results that is so fantastic and powerful and good that nothing can ever replace it, control it, or own it. Join me in that and say, I love you. I love you. I love you.